the ventricle wasn't doing the work, and so they put a tube in there to do it, and then there's a shunt attached here, and then there's a cord attached here, and that runs down the side of my body here, and it's like an artificial ventricle that they build for you. But the trick is, with all the medical advancements over the 50, 60 years that they've been using this technology, these shunts still have one of the highest failure rates of any medical device in the history of medicine. And so on average, people with this condition are having brain surgery every 2 to 3 years to replace these things because of malfunctions. Thankfully, I have only had 7 brain surgeries to replace them because of malfunctions. I'm way ahead of the curve. I should have had at least twice as many by now. And so that's kind of the story that most people have with as far as technology and technical aspects of it.